this morning I am coming to work. It's really, really early in the morning, right? And it's dark.
Sure.
And so I pull behind this one car on Shelbyville Road, and we're traveling in the same direction for quite some time. And they turn right into the parking area that our radio station's at. And so I'm like, oh, well, I have to also turn there. And so I also turn. And then I'm like, okay, well, hopefully they don't turn left here. They turn left.
Oh!
And they're going the same direction. And then I start to kind of like sweat, freak out, going, okay.
They're
going to
think I'm a creeper stalker.
Yes!
Creeper stalker!
Yes! And I almost want to go, I'm not following you. I'm not following you.
Right.
I'm just going there. I'm
right.
not following you.
Yes.
And so it lasted just like a moment. But they ended up, you know, curving around, and I turned into our lot and got out. So there was no confrontation, unlike something maybe that happened to you.
Yes.
But nonetheless, I still had that weird, like, I wanted
to
just tell them. I wanted to tell them, hey,
you're safe. I'm not following
you're fine.
You.
I'm not going to try to, like, jump you or anything.
Yes.
I'm just as scared as you are.
just scared. Okay. Well, something similar happened. This was my son, firstborn, was just.
Sweet
like,
boy.
A sweet, sweet boy. Like a couple of weeks old.
Yeah.
And I had to, my husband was meeting me at the car repair shop. Mm. So I am gingerly driving my newborn son in this car.
Mm-hmm.
I am still like recovering from C-section,
sure.
all the things.
Yeah.
So I'm behind this guy who is going outlandishly slow and then weaving in and out of lanes. I can't get around him. And I'm just like, I'm getting super irritated because I don't know if they're impaired or what, if they don't know where they're going. Turns out they didn't know where they were going. And he was about 85 years old, and he turned into the car repair place that I was going to.
Oh.
And I was in my peak mama bear, new mom mode. And I just went up to him.
You got out and yelled at him?
I hate confrontation. But I said, sir, you're driving dangerously. You need to find out where you're going before you hit the road. And he's just like, I didn't know where I was going. I'm like, I know. You need to find out first.
Okay.
Because it's very dangerous what you were doing. You're weaving all around.
So he was probably
lanes.
Freaking out thinking that you were following him.
Maybe, but I was like, you know, I was just mom, I've got my new son in the car. It's just very dangerous. You need to know where you're going first. Thank you.
So what's that weird
and
little...
My husband was in the shop. He's like, oh, there she goes. she's saying something.
What's that weird little thing that you do that you don't necessarily tell other people because you don't necessarily think others do it too.
A little freak flag.
Natalie texts in, if I get anything from the drive-thru and eat it in the car, I will stop eating if I'm pulled up next to someone at a stoplight.
Oh.
I don't want them judging me stuffing my face.
Oh.
You're like, no, I'm not actually eating a hamburger.
No, I'm just going to
wait. I'm just going to sit this down until we're not. Sean texts in and says, I have wandering eyes. Any movement, I have to look at whatever it is, and it's led to a lot of awkward eye contact. So he's very much like squirrel.
Oh.
Like shiny object, squirrel.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the weird little thing you do, Monica? Oh my gosh, this is funny. I plan the last bite of food so that the flavor I like most is the one I eat last.
I have been known to do that.
Yeah.
I think like...
Do you...
I'm just like saving the best for us. Oh, I'm getting down to the end. It's one of those, if you're sad that the meal is over.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
you're like,
you
okay, what's
make
the,
it
best?
The best last
especially
bite.
If you've had multiple things on your plate and you're like, okay, I'm going to get a little bit of this. I'm going to get a little bit of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to save that one
for
last. That one's going to be the key. And I'm going to get rid of all this stuff first.
Yeah. Monica, you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
Becca, I hold my breath when someone goes underwater. Almost every character should have drowned.
Oh, like on TV.
Oh, yeah.
I do that too.
You do?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Really?
If I'm watching a movie, especially movies, like if I'm in the theater and I'm watching a movie, and the character goes underwater.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I hold my breath.
No, you don't. Really?
Yes. Oh. Because I'm
How
like,
about the scene in one of the Mission Impossibles where Tom Cruise is underwater for like 6 minutes or something? And he really did that.
Yes. It's insane.
It's insane.
And I try to hold my breath as long as the character is holding their breath underwater.
See?
And I almost never am able to hold my breath as long.
All of those scenes are just proof that I couldn't be an actor. If I ever had to do that, I'd drown. There's no way. I can't hold my breath for more than like 5 seconds. I start to panic.
That's funny. The weird little things you do. We'll take a couple more. But Jordan says, I rewrite the grocery list in the order I find it in the store.
Very good, Jordan.
So I do the same thing, but only because my mother did that originally.
Like, okay, all the produce are going to be grouped together.
And
yeah, because it's worst if you like... go to the other side of the store and they're like, ah,
and then you gotta double back.
And then
you gotta double back. My mom was very adamant and she told me, listen, put it halfway down the list, above the rice, below the this.
Oh,
and,
that's really
and I'm like,
specific.
Oh, okay. Like if she would tell me like write something on the grocery list, yeah.
See, now I don't write it that way, but I will, when I'm looking at it at the store, I'm scanning when I'm in that section to make sure that I've got everything in that section.
Oh,
but it's not ordered that way. I'm not that anal about it.
We got to come back to this, but we'll end with Renee's. I duck whenever there's a bird coming towards me, even in the car.
Yep. Don't trust it.
Oh, we got to come back to this. There are so many great texts that we're getting. All right. 502-795-1997. Those little weird things that you do, maybe that you think is unique, but you know what? Mm-hmm. This is a community of weird people.
That's right.
Right. All right. It's Ben and Kelly, 997 EJX.